It's time to get dirty with your Cycle Pass single track report. Cycle Pass, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Accepting bikes now for suspension rebuilds, tunes, tires, and repairs to get you back on trail. Now saddle up and let's go get dirty. Brown Pow is on the menu this week. Whether it's the refresh or the melt out, reports are coming in of epic dirt conditions for great early season low elevation riding. It's also great dirt conditions for trail building. And one of those trails that's been around from the very beginning in the Truckee area is Lloyd's Loop. Now, it's uncertain who was first, Lloyd's Loop or JP's in 91, but either way, they led the force for single track radness. Now, Lloyd's Loop could be found just on the other side of Prosser Dam at Prosser Reservoir. It's 4.4 miles of intermediate and advanced terrain. Now, this mixed terrain will have some difficult technical areas and the need for strong cardio, unless you've got that pedalist assisted e-bike, but you can also expect to see motorcycles in the area because this is a mixed use trail. Now, Lloyd's Loop is always an early season pleaser with great downhill berms, rock rollovers, jumps. It is just one to get your season started at 4.4 miles. The parking area is just across Prosser Dam. You can take it in reverse traverse or you can just go regular clockwise. I would get Lloyd's Loop early. I was out there this week. It looks like they're setting up to do some forest work and do a ton of tree cutting to help with our forest health. I would expect that this work will impact the riding as the season continues. Now let's jump on the Donner Party Trail and roll over Donner Summit out to Harmony Ridge, where Bonk, the Bicyclists of Nevada County, were over 20 volunteers earlier this week. Did a lot of great work and dialed in Thunder Chicken. They also finished setting and dialing in the rollers at the bottom of the main advanced jump line as well. And big shout outs go out to their guy Kel for keeping the pesky poison oak at bay so you can all spend more time ripping and less time itching. And if you're deathly allergic to poison oak like I am, and it doesn't matter how fast you ride, let's go back over to the east side to the Carson Valley Trails Association. You won't find poison oak there, but you're going to find the Spoker Ride coming up in June at James Lee Park. It's a 10-mile bike ride along CVTA trails, playing card stations along the route. There will be food and beverages from local vendors after the ride, and prizes for winning card hands, including cash, merchandise, and gift certificates from local business sponsors. You can find that information at the Carson Valley Trails Association. Also happening in June in the upper elevations on the east side at the Sky Tavern Bike Park. This one's for you, ladies. It's the Women's Mountain Bike Camp. June 20th and 21st. Community clinics, camaraderie all weekend long. That's Sky Tavern Bike Park. Riders in the Sky.
101.5 Truckee Tower Radio is not responsible for riders' ability and stupid bike tricks. Trail conditions change rapidly. This report is meant to take you on a trip in your mind, not a trip to the hospital. And always carry duct tape in case you spring a leak.
Cycle Pass is a proud supporter of the Truckee Dirt Union. And if you are considering donating to the Truckee Dirt Union this year, then during the month of April, your donation doubles in value every day leading up to the Lone Masters Rally at the end of the month. Every donation from the trail signs, website, etc., effectively doubled during April up to $10,000. It takes the whole village to make the trails sing, and the rider contributions are the backbone of the Truckee Dirt Union. Go to TruckeeDirtUnion.org to double your donation now. For a full library of single track radness and to hear this single track report in its entirety, go to TruckeeTahoeRadio.com and find single track radness on demand anytime. And that's your Cycle Pass single track report. Now get out there and get dirty.